May the Lord help us to commence our worship today with hymn 1141. God is the refuge of his saints when storms of sharp distress invade. Ere we can offer our complaints, behold him present with his aid. Hymn 1141.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Genesis, chapter 32. The book of Genesis, chapter 32. Genesis 32. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, "Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau, thy servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now, and I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may find grace in thy sight." And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him." Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds, and the camels into two bands, and said, "If Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which says unto me, Return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. And thou saidst, I will surely do thee good, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau his brother: 200 she-goats, 20 he-goats, 200 ewes, and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 kine, 10 bulls, 20 she-asses, and 10 foals. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every drove by themselves, and said unto his servants, "Pass over before me, and put a space betwixt drove and drove." And he commanded the foremost, saying, "When Esau my brother meeteth thee, and asketh thee, saying, Whose art thou, and whither goest thou, and whose are these before thee? Then thou shalt say, They be thy servant Jacob's. It is a present sent unto my lord Esau, and behold also, he is behind us." And so commanded he the second, and the third, and all that followed the drove, saying, On this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him, and say ye moreover, Behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goeth before me, and afterwards I will see his face. Peradventure, he will accept of me. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. And he rose up that night, and took his two wives, and his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the brook Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook, and sent over that he had. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Penuel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, but because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. And let us pray. O most blessed, holy, eternal Lord God, we would not multiply words, but pray for the Holy Ghost to be in our midst, that the presence of the Son of God, the Saviour, may be known in our hearts afresh as my Lord, my God, my King, my great High Priest, my Prophet, my Shepherd. And oh, can it be so? And it has been, but all we knew is in the days of old, my Beloved, my Beloved. We would bow in all humility, and so we need to. We would come before thee in raw nature, as rotten sinners, Lord, and deliver us from pretending otherwise. Or may we know the plague of our heart to discover the wonders of thy redeeming love. For it is a painful matter to be a sinner, but when thou dost shine, and thou art shining, oh, what tremendous salvation. Oh, what Unbelievable. The difference as far as the east is from the west. To have all our transgressions, all our sins removed from us forever. Also, we do come then to worship the King. And may it be in His beauty, the beauty of His love, to adore that one who came and suffered and groaned. Who can explain? Give us light. Give us a touch. Give us understanding. Give us fullness. Oh, to come and suffer and die in our place. Oh, do let the living waters of the gospel flow once more, this precious treasure, into our hearts. We may be well prepared. And it's a humbling pathway, terribly humbling. Be well prepared for that great day to see Him whom my soul loveth, to see the King in His beauty, and not just in the land that is far off, but nigh in heaven, in the presence of God, the God of love. How we beg these blessings. For oh, here we are, come to worship on a Lord's day, in the light of thy lower house, the sanctuary. And all we do pray for thy word to be made a living reality to us again in our own never-dying souls. Bless this house. We come with rejoicing. We thank thee for yesterday and the service that took place and the one to follow thee in all thy commandments in love. Oh, what a mercy. Do bless him, his loved one. Be with them. Bless them. Bless this house. Bless the friends. O Lord, he shall never regret this step. O Lord, it is an answer of a good conscience. Oh, do bless him indeed. And each here, we humbly pray. And may it be for the awakening and blessing of others as these matters do arise. And may the solemnity of the times we live in also, we would not be negative, but may they be a profit to us, especially as we see the day coming when all will be revealed. But oh, may we know the beauty of the Lord our God upon us, the beauty of thy grace. But woe to me, I dwell in Meshech, in an enemy's land, in a lost world. But thy word is light, thy word is true. And we come as beggars this day, asking for thy presence, thy word, to be a reality of grace, of love upon us, a strength, a support, O Lord, and to be made sweet to our taste. We pray for the Holy Ghost to be in our midst and in my life and heart. And all may the angel of the presence of the Son of God be in our souls and before us and around us. And may the gospel be opened up to our hearts most blessedly. And do bless us, we pray, in whatever way thou wilt, to see no man save Jesus only as my Lord and my Saviour. And may we not rest short. May we know him. It is vital. O Lord, and may we have that desire all our days of the dying thief. Remember me, O Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. We think of the lines of Top Lady, and now they're in thy kingdom are. Dear Lord, remember me, and thou art in thy kingdom, and come and help us. I'm a worm and no man. As says David, reproach of men, despised of the people. So he felt it. And O Lord, do enliven our spirits. And may we have that humble trust. May the poor in Zion be fed. May the little ones in Zion be much strengthened. Strengthen you the weak hands. Confirm the feeble knees. All those in sorrow. All those in loneliness. All those in distress. All those in debt. All those poor. O Lord, may they join themselves unto David's King and David's Lord, even this day. And do put thy covering over them. Or gather thy skirt over us, even this day. And forsake us not, O God, and help us to call upon thee in the day of trouble, day of anxiety, day of distress, day of judgment, day of sorrow, but to call upon thee. And may that glorious well of water spring up. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Remember this house of prayer. Bless the dear deacons. Be with them. Help them in office. One especially in his lonely pathway. O Lord, do undertake. We humbly pray. And thou art his God. Be near his soul. Again and again. And do remember the church and the congregation and keep them in unity, keep them in humility, keep them from all the awful wretchedness of the flesh of jealousy and contention and pride. Keep them humble together. May each be esteem each other better than themselves as they see a brother or sister in Christ. May we honour thy name in everything in Zion. Bless the ministry here. Bless thy dear servants that come. And we thank you for yesterday. Remember the pastor there and the pastor who has hoping to perhaps venture with the Lord's Supper. Remember him also this day and raise him up once more and be with him. And be with each of thy servants. Thy servants at one at Black Boys this morning, and one at Pickhill this evening, another. Oh, do be with them and bless them. Strengthen them both. One being in great affliction, the other in getting on in years. Oh, do be with them and help them. And do remember the editors, denominational magazines. Strengthen them much and help them. Lord, each of thy servants and the sectors of our charitable societies, be with them also. Thank you for healing mercies to one and another. O Lord, at this solemn time in the land, in the earth, these are terrible times. Thy judgments are so severe. Yet we look back in the nation, and as this is called remembrance, well, we don't use that word, but it is. Begins with S and it is Lord's Day. Lord, it is thy appointed day. The first day of the week. The Christian Sabbath. When thou didst rise. Oh, what a glorious resurrection. Because I live, you shall live also. Yet we look back and thank thee for the mercies to this nation. For where we got to. Lord, how have we requited thee. Lord, our vain leaders, yet they are the powers appointed, and we could certainly be doing a lot worse. But oh, give them wisdom. Order the councils of state. Bless our Queen. Thank you for stability. O Lord, and undertake from the throne when she's gone. But in the nation, do go forth once more and hear prayer. Send forth those who will go forth as in former years. Declare the whole counsel of God. Blow that trumpet out of Zion once more, to blow the alarm, and to sound the gospel jubilee, who will bring us as a nation to repentance. Have mercy on England. Lord, we've utterly forsaken thee. Thy judgments are severe. Yet we are spared. Our gospel privileges still. And this is what we live for. My kingdom is not of this world. We value these gospel mercies allotted to us still. Now, Lord, thou knowest each case, each family affliction. We think of friends in affliction, great affliction, some in great sorrow, the lonely ones, those in senior years, oh, tender shepherd, be with them still. Oh, be with them still. Thou art a good shepherd, a kind shepherd, a shepherd that laid down his life for his sheep. Blessed, glorious shepherd, be my shepherd. Confirm my interest still. Lord, thou hast not forsaken, but we fear every day. He must forsake me. How canst thou continue with me? What a useless cumber of the ground we feel to be. O Lord, I'm poor and full of poverty and all over the place, but thou art the God of my salvation. So be a good shepherd unto us this day, and each of us in the midst, appear in the midst, and bless thy word. Give us obedience. Thou art that one thing needful. Lord, who am I in heaven but thee? None upon earth I desire beside thee. Oh, save us from a religiosity, from a form of godliness without the power. Oh, may we be humble followers. Lord, we are but sheep and they're stupid things. Stupid things run anywhere. Haven't got a clue where to go. Lost sheep. Oh, good shepherd, draw these hopeless sheep up unto thee. For we've got hopeless hearts and terrible sins. And wash us and cleanse us. Let the fountain flow. Oh, give us the living touches. Now, Lord, anything we've omitted to pray for, and I'm sure there is, thy servants that come, bless them here, bless the ministry here, and the dear friends, and our poor churches, returning power to us, Lord, and all those that are in distress, all those in darkness, all those in debt. O Lord, gather unto David's King, even unto thyself, even this day. It is a Sabbath day. It's a special Sabbath day for the nation. But Lord, there is a Sabbath of rest to come for the people of God. Or may we be found among those who by thy massive grace, massive, massive, massive grace, have entered at last into our rest, in the presence of the God of love, and beholding oneness, communion, love, embrace with the glorious King of Kings, we ask unworthily, confessing our many sins in that worthy, glorious name of Jesus, and for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1093. How welcome to the tempest-tossed, amidst the storm's career, while horror spreads from coast to coast, is some kind haven near. Hymn 1093.
Complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help and blessing, I draw your attention to the chapter we read, the book of Genesis 32, And I name verse 24. Genesis 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Genesis 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day, or the ascending of the morning. I believe God's dear people, before they come to the end of the journey to glory, will be brought, even though they may have made a good and long profession, to be brought to a great need as the realities of eternity open up, for the Lord to bless them and be with them in Jordan ere they enter that eternal place. Now, we can dream of things, and we can remember God's appearing to us, and these are wonderful mercies. And Jacob was able to pray in this chapter concerning God's blessings that he had had, and thank him and remind the Lord of them. But there was a problem, and he had a difficulty. He had sinned against his brother, deceived his brother and his father, and his godly old father. And it had to be dealt with. And dear friends, there are those things in our life, maybe, that will have to be dealt with ere we die, to be brought to real repentance for them. And I'm not speaking of anything particular. The Lord only knows. We've all got our own case. But, you know, the Lord is good, isn't he? You know, God appointed Esau to come with 400 men. It wasn't just an accident. We don't altogether understand, although we have hints of Esau's intention, but he was pacified. And, you know, God ordered it. Now, committing your way to him, trusting in him, laying out your case before him, to whatever extremity, to whatever need, there's one thing you can do, and plead the grace that has been with you and has supported you and helped you, and the God of love that never changes. Can you say this morning you love him? Why? Because you have a hope that he's loved you. And some are good hope. But there are these times of trial. And what a wonderful mercy it is that Jacob had this God to go to. And what a wonderful thing it is if you have this same Lord God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, to go to for this particular matter you might be in. Now I know, in a way, my poor simple way, I said, coming up with this should be a rejoicing service, Lord. There was a wonderful event took place yesterday. A stone in a jewel in Jesus' crown was seen and witnessed. But you know, I can only come with the word of the Lord, and it was with me, and Jacob was left alone, and they wrestled a man with him. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Jacob was experiencing God's love, but he was in the flesh, and he was in trial. And Esau was a profane man, and yet he didn't let off Jacob at all from what he had done. He wanted the matter cleared up. Do you need matters cleared up in your conscience in your soul, in your pathway, in your family. You know, the Lord will clear it up for you. Go to Him. Go to Him. Tell Him everything. Lay out your case. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. I know it says the gift in the margin, what He's assigned thee, but cast it upon Him. And pour out your soul before Him, ye people. God is a refuge for us, and He is. But Jacob reminded the Lord how He had dealt with him. But he had to be humbled, you see. I'm not worthy. Do you know what it means? Have you felt it? I'm not worthy. Not a mock humility. I'm not worthy. And I feel I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercy. Not because I'm trying to be a small person, but the burden in my heart, the wasted years, the embarrassments, the wanderings all over this world. And you wait till tomorrow, and you get into business, and you're almost like people you mix with sometimes in your spirit. It's a very solemn and fearful thing, but it's a fact. It's a fact. But you know, I'm not worthy. The least of thy mercies, you're made to feel it, aren't you? But he says this, and it's a wonderful thing. Of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. The truth as it stands in Jesus. Grace, love, victory. The truth of the gospel of God's love as it stands in Jesus. Now you're going to say, some of you, I'm sure, well, I wish I knew more of it. I might have felt some touches, but, you know, the word was blessed to my soul, but I long to know Him. Well, friends, you're on the right pathway, you know. You're not far from Christ. In fact, it's God's love, it's Christ's love that draws you to desire a Christ. How could you want the Lord God, want the Lord Jesus, except His love was working in your heart? Can you say this morning, and of all the truth which thou showed me, showed unto thy servant, all the mercy and all the grace, and it prospered in Laban's encampment. Look at the blessings of Bethel. Look at the covenant promise made. Has God's word been made precious to you? Go back a few years. Go back many years. You know, there's power with God's word. You know, we can't revive it. We get in low places. But you'll be surprised if you call upon Him. It'll start welling up again. And it's the same love and the same grace, despite where you've got to. We're not worthy, are we? Who is worthy? Now, it's easy to say, well, none of us are worthy in a general religious way. Have you felt it? Have you felt your utter unworthiness of God's mercies? Are you desperate for them? Well, what is your case this morning? I think of that word comes in Jeremiah. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, and they do thou it for thy name's sake, you're it, for our backslidings are many, we have sinned against thee. That's Jeremiah confessing. And I'm sure Jeremiah felt it himself, but he of course is praying on behalf of the nation, which is very true. But godly men of old in the scriptures, when they prayed for the nation, some of those, Daniel and so forth, look at Daniel confessing their own sins. And we do. Well, and Jacob was left alone. I won't go into the detail, it's well known. It's not clear on which side of the brook he was at. It doesn't matter. I think it was the furthest side away after he sent his children away. But, you know, an appointed time is a very sacred text. Do you know this man that wrestled with Jacob? We have in Hosea that word, the angel. And it truly is the angel of God's presence. The angel of God's presence. And we have in Hosea a little description again, although we gather from the surrounding text of it is true, he took hold of his brother by the heel in the womb, and by strength he had power with God. All of grace, all of grace, free grace, strength, power with God to prevail. It's all of grace. And he giveth more grace, and he giveth liberally. Yea, power over the angel, and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. And he found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, and so forth. We know Jacob returned to Bethel, of course, but there is that great blessing at Bethel. But now there's this great blessing at Peniel, a renewing since the days of old. It's very sacred, friends. We need those renewings. I know you must thank him, and you should. And you'll never forget the mercy. If a living soul can never lose the grace that he's had. The power may not be there, and the scene may not be there, the blessing may not be flowing, but you've had knowledge of eternal life in your soul. And it's a wonderful, well, who are we? We're not worthy, are we? Yet it's there, it's there. But you need that renewing. Who was this man? Who was this man? Well, we believe it was the angel of the Lord's presence. Very deep thing here. You know, he blessed him there. Now, when Gabriel came and spoke on a number of occasions, and Michael, their name was given. And here we have a very glorious divine person who had power to bless. And he said, he changed his name, as you know, in the reading. You no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, a prince, a soldier, with power with God and men. It's a great blessing. But Jacob, you know, said, but tell me thy name. And the answer was, wherefore inquirest thou after my name? Why dost thou ask after my name? But he found out the name. He didn't have to ask any further. And he blessed him there. And he blessed him there. And this is the divine, glorious King of Kings in an angel, a man form, in the presence of the angel, to bless him there. And this was, dear friends, and some go down the line, that it was a spiritual wrestling. Well, it was, of course, but actually a corporal one. It was a real wrestling of a man with Jacob. It's a very sacred matter. And that was the Son of God, because he blessed him there, and would not tell him his name. But he knew his name, because he blessed him there. And he prevailed. Friend, you will prevail by grace. You won't prevail in your own strength. By grace given in your great trouble, the great blessing that you need. You know, it's much nicer. Oh, happy moments, says the hymn writer. Happy moments. When before Jesus you stand, you know, we'd love to live there. But we're in Meshach's land. We're in Meshach's land. We're in a lost world. And we're sinners by nature in the flesh. And we've got to die. You know, death like a cloud, but ahead. But all what has Jesus done? He'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Go before thee. Friend, he will be with thee in Jordan. If he visits your child, he'll never leave you. I'm not being presumptuous. I'm speaking the truth. But when Jacob fully believes that he's the Lord his God, but this is the Son of God. Now, what is your case this morning? Let's get down to the matter here. What is your case? Have you a case? Oh, how terrible not to have a case. Or do you need a case? Ask for a case. Ask to be made needy. Ask to be put among the children. Pray for it. Surely you must have a case. Perhaps you've got a providential case. Yes, go on. Go on. Ask that God in providence, you need him to appear, will yet be the God of your soul, your Saviour. One thing is needful, but have you got this double case of Jacob? This burden of guilt, this particular matter that niggles you and comes to a head sometimes. We see a day approaching, clouds to be cleared up, exercises to be cleared up, massive matters to be fixed, matters subdued, monsters subdued within, the pathway dealt with, your loved families, whatever it is, the burden of the word of the Lord on your soul, whatever it is, everything, all your care, exercise the soul, make that way through the wilderness, make that way into Zion's courts, the ordinances of his house. Lord, I can't do it. Make the way, casting all your care. And dear Jacob has a case, your personal case, the providential. Oh, you prove you've known the Lord Jesus to be your Saviour. Answered many prayers. There's one thing hanging over you. Oh, Lord, I can't let the matter go. You've had to let the matter go. But oh, am I deceived? Well, Jacob has a burden. Now, Esau's coming. Friend, a day of reality is coming for all of us. It's a day of reality. The old folks at Mason used to say, the day shall declare it. And I sort of half realised what it meant, I suppose, being a half intelligent, but you know, now I understand. Realities, the judgment seat. And you think of your poverty in your soul, your heart wanderings. You think of the blessings that make us rich. You've now no power over them, but they're glorious and they're true. But you need to prove his goodness is true and real. A trial of faith isn't just a trial in the pathway. It's a trial of the foundation of your standing. It's a real trial. Can God dwell here? But he does, and he has, and he will, and he won't forsake. The wrestling, your case, your burden, a cloud to be cleared up. Well, what condescending grace. Now we may consider this, that Jacob prevailed. He wrestled. Look, friends, he was allowed to. God let him. The Son of God let him. Has the God, Son of God, let you draw near to him in prayer? Has he drawn you? Let you draw near a little in prayer once. Just once, but go as low as that. A little drawing out, a little touch, you're able to. The point is, we said, he came down, was appointed. See, the Lord came to Jacob, but he let Jacob have a sense that Jacob was prevailing by grace. It was the Lord that came. It's the Lord that blessed him. The Lord allowed him
to prevail. And the Lord allowed him to have strength with himself. And he blessed him there. And he said, as a prince, thou hast prevailed with God. A man, he let him do it. This is love, isn't it? But you notice something. He still knew his God because he trusted the hollow of his thigh. And when Jacob went over the brook again, Peniel, he halted on it. It was painful. See, he's the Lord God, but he lets you prevail. He's still the Holy One, the still righteous one. He won't let you get over familiar, but he lets you prevail. May we know this drawing grace. Now, we're not all Jacobs. We've not all had Jacob's experience. We've not all had Jacob's blessings. I'm sure we've all felt at times it's Jacob's trouble, which will make you a child of God. It certainly will. If there's a real spiritual and pathway trouble, you're a child of God. But in this experience, it's a wonderful experience. You know, I don't know which was greater, Bethel or this. In one sense, this was. But Bethel was a glorious blessing. They're both precious, aren't they? Both. You can't put one above the other. But here is the time in great distress, great sorrow. It's a time of anguish and things remembered of the past. You know, we look at these patriarchs as most godly men, and they were. But you know, they're their sneaky side. They had their natural side. And Jacob certainly appeared to be a man, I won't say anything wrong against him. But he knew how to be subtle, didn't he? And even the grace given, really, of appeasing Esau. I know it was grace given. But in the end, the Lord had to deal with Esau. He might send all those presents. You know, there's a man of wisdom here, Jacob, a man of ability. He comes, no matter what you can do, you have to come back down to this. Only the Lord could come now. Only the Lord could come now. I've sent all these presents. I've gone ahead. But no, the Lord will bring you back to himself. He'll bring you right back to him, Israel, for the blessing you need. Oh, friend. It's a very special time for Jacob. But it was a time of trouble. And I don't want to be a misery this morning after such a blessed service yesterday. But, you know, this is the word. Someone here might be in difficulty. Come to the Lord. He'll let you. You say, but hang on, Rosie, that's a bit presumptuous. Friend, I dread presumption. Assumption and presumption will be eternal destruction, you know. It will be. I dread it. But drawn by grace, can I sink pleading Jesus' name? Can I sink hiding under his blood? Can I sink and be deceived for confessing all my sins and cleaving out to him? You may say, but I'm a worm and no man. So did David, and poor dear David. Well, go to him. He let him come. He let him have a sense of prevailing. It was by grace only. Friend, have you ever felt to prevail in Jesus' name? Trusting in is a sense of prevailing in times of trouble, isn't it? A measure of trust given. Your soul begins to, in difficulty, to feel you can trust the grace that's been with you. You can trust in the name of the Lord. You can trust in that faithful, precious Lamb who laid down his life. You may not be comforted or blessed, but you can trust in that name. Brought to trust in that name. I don't know what I preached from. I can't think of what it was, but I will just say this, and I don't know where it is, so I can't tell you. I don't know why. You know, and those that trust on him should not be confounded. You may not be able to say, I trust in him. That's very special. In him. Someone here. But trust on his name. On him. It's not quite entering in, is it? It's on him. You won't be confounded. This is the gospel. This is grace. Well, you know, let us now consider the throne of grace, where Jesus is. You know, Christ himself said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, let's be clear, Jacob was not fainting. Grace was given not to faint and to prevail. And I'm sure some of us feel like fainting if we had great trials like this. But, you know, folks say, I feel like giving up. I don't know where you're going to give up to. I don't know what you're going to do about it either. Because you've got to die, and you can't give up in dying. You can't stop dying. I know we feel naturally speaking, well, I don't mean I can't carry on. I've had those meetings many times. I just can't carry on. I've got to carry on, but I can't think I've said I want to give up, because the preciousness of Christ is a very real blessing, you know. I'm just amazed he hasn't given me up. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? He can't. He can't. How shall I give thee up? 'Tis Jesus. I know I've changed this round. 'Tis Jesus speaks the word. Thou art the sinner's only hope. Thou art my only Lord, and so forth. Well, the throne of grace. Let us therefore come boldly. Jacob is, to the throne of grace. And we come to one, a great high priest. One wholly acceptable of God. None of us are acceptable before God in nature. I hope our eyes are open to understand this. But God provided in love to the church and his chosen, his people, one whole glorious Son, wholly acceptable, pleading for the sinner, his own dying for their salvation. It's a wonderful truth. I will always try and speak of it every service. I know you want something fresh, but never lose sight of that glorious truth. You know, a great high priest above, full of compassion, interceding, a God of love, and he's drawn you, and he's spoken to you. He's drawn you. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. I'm not preaching Jacob, I'm preaching the God of Jacob. The Lord God of Jacob, but who wrestled here and blessed him there. This glorious man is now in heaven, and he's the one on the throne. This is the thing to remember this morning. He's on the throne now, reigning, interceding, still the God of love in your life, in your pathway, and you need him. Look how he came to Jacob. Look, has he come to you? Is he coming to you? Here a little, there a little. This Jacob experienced at Peniel, this was one great blessing. But God, the church, discover these things in the pathway continually, spread over years, to discover he allows you to come and wrestle. Jacob prevailed. You know, there's no way Jacob could prevail with his own power. It was given him. He was allowed to. He was allowed to. Oh, dear friend, have you pleaded God's word at the throne of grace? I remember going back years ago. You know, I know when the older ones were just but babies. You know that prayer, and the Lord had blessed me, but I was in trouble in so many times and things. The publican's prayer. I used to start pouring it out to the Lord alone. And you know, I used to feel in the end some access, some sweetness in it after a while. Used to keep repeating it. Not like a parrot. My heart was in it. God, great God, dear Lord, Jesus, God, the God of heaven, be merciful. Very merciful to me, all thy mercy. Friend, open up the word. Go through the word. Open it up at the throne of grace. Plead it. And I plead those mercies that I had on you in Jesus' blood. Be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm a sinner still. I'm a sinner now. Be merciful to me. I remember that there were a few times in those years we lived at Elsford. I was able to pour out my soul. And I felt sweetness and grace upon me. I was able to enter into those everlasting mercies in my spirit. Just for a passing little while. It wasn't long, but it was open up. It was a refreshing shower. Because I was brought to need it again. Friend, he opened up the word. Wrestle with him. I think of the psalmist, that lovely, beautiful Psalm 119, that longest psalm. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Friend, and his word has made you alive. And you want it, you plead for the Lord to remember you in it. Now, God's not forgotten, but it's that your memory, your faith, might be revived and opened up to know him. And upon which thou hast caused me to hope. In other words, let me hope again. I'm sinking into it. Let me trust in it again. Well, what is your case? Jacob had his never dying soul. That was obvious in his dear family. And he had his guilty conscience and his sin. And he had Esau coming. But he had the Lord. He had the Lord. Is this God? Is this his Jacob's Lord, your Lord? Happy is he, hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. You know, I know we would have times of Jacob's trouble, but do we get Jacob's blessing, you know? We can be very sentimental in religion and say things that are good, and it's true. I wouldn't decry it. It's right to say scripture. It's not wrong to quote. It's not wrong to quote scripture, friends. Some folks say, "Oh no, we don't. We don't just quote scripture. We want it in power." We do. We do. But I'm thankful when someone has quoted a scripture, even out of context, it's hit my heart. It's hit my heart. I thank the Lord for that. And it might have been a bit of a airy-fairy conversation therein, and perhaps a bit over-religious. But the word of the Lord prevailed in your soul. It's like a sermon. You may not get in with a sermon. I know, remember well, a minister stood up and announced a text. I can't tell you what the sermon's about. I didn't actually like the minister. I couldn't get on with him. But he quoted the text. And the Lord spoke to my soul. Spoke to my soul. Remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. Thy word hath quickened me. Now I seem to be wandering about. Oh, this glorious man is Jesus in heaven. May you draw near to the throne of grace. May you let you wrestle with the word of promise. Wrestle, friend. May you be favoured to know Jesus to let you draw near. That you will prevail. No, it's not you prevailing. He's letting you. He's drawing you. That's love. Be encouraged. If you've had those times when he's drawn you and let you prevail and plead his name and blessed you there. It's all of grace. What a token of love. Have you felt the... You know, we preach Christ and him crucified. It's absolutely vital. But you know, the word is made blessed. His word. The word, the name of Jesus. Friend, what a precious name. Just to name the name. Do you see a beauty in it? Do you see all you need in it? Or you say it was... The word was blessed. Friend, it's Jesus' word. It's God's word. The word's blessed your soul. Then you've entered into it. It's blessed you. And the Lord will not leave you. And you will see him face to face one day. Well, but as the circumstances are here, in your trouble, no one can help you. No, not Rachel, not Leah. Not his two men, women servants who were his part wives, I suppose, whatever you call it, and so forth. You know, none could help. Alone. Alone. But you're not alone. Go to the Lord. Oh, I felt this of late. The Lord to be near. I know I want many blessings and comforts still and so forth, but oh, to have the Lord with you. Do you know what I mean, some of you? To have the Lord with you. To have Jesus helping you. Christ your Saviour. Christ your God. To have him near you. I'm not being sentimental. God forbid. I know what I'm talking about. You know, I need him. Desperately need him. But he's not forsaken, you know. He's jolly well dealt with me. He's dealt with me severely for my heart wandering from my sins. And I admit it. And I gladly confess it. But have him still. I speak as an old warrior. As younger ones may yet have. May you truly prove it. His faithfulness as you get older. You will prove it. You will prove it. Well, and Jacob was left alone. He wasn't alone. What a blessing. What a favour. Dear friend, read this passage. Go and wrestle. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek, he shall find. Knock, it shall be opened unto you. Leave it in his hands. Trust him. You know, heaven, your Redeemer, your Lord, your God, one day to be with in glory. I believe those who get to heaven will have their heart will join in the utter volume of raptures, the sounding of all his goodness to you when you were below in Meshech, brought you to him at last, and the praise, the love, the wonder of this King of grace. Everlasting love. How we need that song begun below. Hope I'm not getting carried away, but I speak as I feel. You know, love the Lord, all ye his saints. There's no want to them that love him. Yeah, can you say, I love him because he's helped me, because he's blessed me, because he's shown me his face, because he's led me by his right hand. And he's spoken to my heart. And he's shone in my soul. But I love him because of the gospel. I love him because of his word. And I love him because of his dying. And I love him because of his precious blood. I love him because I need him. And oh, keep praying. It never wears out. And you'll never get weary of it either. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. Never You know, we all can get, you know, we all get irritable with each other. I don't mean loved ones particularly, but friends and that. A bit irritable, oh, they get on my nerves a bit, and so forth. Never with Jesus, I speak simply. Never, never. You'll never be weary of his company, of his blessing. Never, never, never. You know, that's grace. That's the Spirit. Until that great day of his appearing. What must it be to enter in? Well, Jacob was left alone, but he wasn't. And there wrestled a man with him. Oh, dear friends, resting prayer can wonders do. Bring relief in deepest strait. Prayer can force a passage through. Iron bars. And this is what Jacob felt. He was there. He was there. He was there. Oh, the worry that he had. He entered through. Grace let him. Jesus let him. The Son of God in the manhood, in a pre-incarnation blessing, allowed him to draw near and prevail. That's grace. May let us prevail in Jesus' name. Casting all your care, I can't emphasize it enough, all of it, good and bad, all of it upon him. All of it upon him. What a burden bearer he was at Calvary. May that be opened up to us in heaven, the fullness of his love to redeem us and to bring us to glory at last. All your care. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. I don't want to stretch matters. I don't like to stretch things from really the context. It, of course, meant the natural day. But how would I be wrong to say the wrestling to go on until the ascending of the morning, the great and glorious day? I don't want to stretch it wrongly, but all may it be so. Well, I believe spiritually it will be so. I believe it will be so. But what a wrestling. What a wrestling. And you'll be wrestling to the hour when you enter heaven. I cannot let thee go except thou bless me. I can't. I cannot, Lord. I cannot let thee go until thou bless me. Well, this is grace. And the Lord Jesus is drawing his people now in the same way. The same way to glory. He's drawing you now on the journey, in every step, every day, to wrestle more, to let you get closer. And so that you know you prevailed. You know, it's grace. We prevail by grace. Prayer answered by grace. I've said enough. And Jacob was left alone. There wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
God willing, Mr. Rosier will address the Sunday school this afternoon in the chapel and present Bibles and hymn books to some of our young ones. Mr. Adrian Pickett is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day. And a kind reminder to let me have your magazine orders, please, if you have not done so already. Our closing hymn is 402. My soul lies cleaving to the dust. Lord, give me life divine. From vain desires and every lust, turn off these eyes of mine. Hymn 402. Thank you.
of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. The love of God, our Father, the sweet communion, unction, comfort of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.